Hey there, laughter lovers. Welcome back to Pun Intended, where we turn your day into a giggle fest with the best jokes around. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, from mathjokes.net, and today, we're diving into the world of science jokes for kids. Get ready to laugh and learn because these jokes are out of this world. Let's start with some astronomy puns to make you starry-eyed. Why did the sun go to school? To get brighter. Why did the star break up with the moon? It needed some space. How do you organize a space party? You plan it. What do you call a comet with a bad hair day? A meteor. Why did the astronaut break up with his girlfriend? He needed space. What did Mars say to Saturn? Give me a ring sometime. What is an astronaut's favorite key on the keyboard? The space bar. How does a star win a race? It takes a shortcut through a black hole. Why are stars bad at basketball? Because they always travel. What do planets like to read? Comet books. All right, now let's move on to biology jokes. These will definitely make you celebrate. Why did the cell go to the party? Because it had mitosis to do. What did the biologist wear to impress their date? Designer jeans. How do you know if a cell is thinking? It uses its membrane. Why was the biologist so calm? Because they were in their natural habitat. What do you call an educated tube? A brainstem. Why did the fungus always break the rules? It wanted to be a fun guy. How do biologists talk to their plants? They use cell phones. Why don't cells ever get lost? They follow the nucleus. What did one DNA strand say to the other? Do these genes make me look fat? Why was the mushroom invited to all the parties? Because he was a fungi. Next up, chemistry jokes. Let's react with laughter. Why do chemists like nitrates so much? Because they're cheaper than day rates. What do you do with a sick chemist? If you can't helium and you can't cure him, you might as well bury him. What element is a girl's future best friend? Carbon. Why are chemists excellent at solving problems? They have all the solutions. What do you call an educated tube? A graduated cylinder. Why did the noble gas cry? All its friends are gone. Why can't you trust an atom? Because they make up everything. What is a chemist's favorite type of tree? A chemist tree. How do you organize a space party? You plan it with helium balloons. Why did the chemist coat his shoes with silicone rubber? He wanted to reduce his carbon footprint. And now let's rock your world with some earth science jokes. Why did the geologist go on a diet? He wanted to lose a little weight. What's a geologist's favorite type of music? Rock and roll. Why did the tectonic plates break up? It wasn't her fault, but there was too much friction. What's a tornado's favorite game? Twister. Why don't clouds ever get lost? They know all the skyways. What do you call a sleeping dinosaur? A dino snore. Why did the limestone feel so unappreciated? Because it took everything for granted. What do you call a rock that never goes to school? A skipping stone. What's a volcano's favorite candy? Lavatory sweets. Why did the weather report go to school? To get a little smarter. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. I hope these jokes brought a smile to your face and made learning a bit more fun. Remember, you can find more jokes and puns on mathjokes.net. Keep laughing, keep learning, and I'll catch you next time on Pun Intended. Gigglesmith. Stay giggly, everyone.